Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
Go away, Coyote! Woo, what a game.
You would like to make your day a whole lot better starting immediately. You have come to the right place. Welcome to K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Another hour starts right now for you and yours. Live, interactive, local show. And we will make it worth your while because we have four tickets for you to go to Disneyland. And we'd love to give them to you right now. Caller 20, the number 800-520-1067. Want to hear from you. And this is the time of year. Allie just came back from, she's still on that Disneyland high.
I am. Oh, I made such a
good time. During the holidays, it's amazing, isn't it?
It really is. And I didn't really care about that crap, but Haunted Mansion holiday theme was awesome.
Yeah.
I
mean, just,
it was so cool.
It's, by the way, you don't have to sell Disneyland. It's pretty cool year-round.
I'm not trying to. I legitimately enjoyed it.
They do have a lot of cool stuff going on for the holidays. We'd love you to participate in all of them. And if we could send you there so you don't have to worry about buying the tickets, even better. Caller 20, 800-520-1067. We'll pick you up in just a moment. This hour, lots to get to on the show. The video that Jake the Nerd did not know was taken. It was taken by a listener that said, I think that's Jake the Nerd or some other weird guy with a dog around his...
You never put that dog down.
Rocketeer. Dude, you got... Omar, have you seen the video?
I did.
It is
the fact that the dog is still attached to you is a ridiculous notion.
It is.
Like, I know that...
Like, put it down for that 3 minutes, period.
I know that that's a rescue dog, but I think it needs to be re-rescued from you.
Yeah.
Like, if someone would like to rescue Jake's dog from Jake for the holidays, I think we should
she
make
likes
that...
It.
You
don't
know
that.
Yes,
it.
I do.
You look at her eyes, and I think she wants to be somewhere else.
Based on this video,
no, she likes to go.
We will post the video unless you give up your rock, and people can judge for themselves. But I think if the vote is overwhelming that dog wants to be released free, we should release it free. Let's let the dog out on Wilshire Boulevard and see if it comes back or not. And if it comes back, it means it loves you. And if it keeps walking, it means it's done with you.
Can we do it like how they have animals predict the Super Bowl winner? Like, if she goes to one treat, it means she wants to
Jake,
be...
Yeah, well, a picture of Jake and a picture of anyone else.
Yes. And see
if the
what
dog
she...
goes to you, then...
then
you
great.
Keep her. If not, put her up for adoption or put her to sleep.
Oh, no, not to sleep.
That's mean.
No, JC, Jake.
You're going to make Jake cry.
I know, he won't like that. He's
going to need more pit towels.
The video that he never wanted the public to see, we have it, and we'll probably release it. We'll tell you what we're talking about. Also, some clickbait. Find out exactly how many pounds you're going to put on during Thanksgiving. There's a number. Science knows what it is. We will break that down. And most importantly, pick up a caller 20 the second we're done with this song. The Killers on K-Rock. If you need us this hour, you can slide in the DMs, Klein Alley Show. Text us, 800-520-1067. But those lines are very busy right now. The winner after this on K-Rock. All right, we'll get to your ADD news in just a moment here on K-Rock. But we have to take care of some business. And let's go ahead. And I guess this would make you caller 20. And this is Johnny. Hello, Johnny.
Good morning, Clyde and Allie. What's going on, guys?
Good morning to you. Good news. You are the 20th person to call this phone number at this exact moment, which means what?
Yeah, three Disneyland tickets.
Disneyland tickets are yours.
Sweet. Oh, man. Wow. Can't wait. Thank you guys so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for starting your day with us here on K-Rock. And hold on. Enjoy the greatest place on the entire planet, Disneyland.
Always. Wow. Thank you guys so much.
All right. Hold
you
on.
Say that with such happy intonation. It's the happiest place on Earth, Disneyland. Congratulations.
Feel bad.
Feel the magic.
It's funny because we should be excited for Johnny, and I am, but I feel bad because I'm looking at all the other people. Like caller 21, caller 22.
Yeah, you always want to focus on the people that lost.
And I feel that. I'm always that person. I'm always caller 23.
I know.
I'm never caller 20, so I can relate with those people.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for them. I wish one of these days it would be a holiday miracle. You want to give one of these other people Beer Mug's new mattress you just bought as a consolation?
Yeah, let's do it.
I know you were calling for Disneyland tickets, but here's a mattress that Beer Mug just got yesterday, has slept on it one time, has had zero sex
on
it.
It's the saddest
sure.
place on earth.
It's the exact opposite.
This roller coaster sucks.
That's very true. Let's find out what's going on in the world, get some ADD news, and then we'll get to the video. Jake, a lot of predictions as to what it was. Is it a sex tape? Not a sex tape. Definitely not.
Mm-hmm. No. There's definitely anti-sex tape.
Were you drunk when this happened, Jake?
I think I was on my way, but it sucks because I thought I had dodged this bullet. I saw that I got tagged in it on the weekend, and I'm like, oh, cool. They didn't repost it. I don't think anybody saw it.
No, we made sure that it was resent to us so we could get our hands on it. And is this a regular occurrence, Jake?
I'm going to carry it. I don't want to say.
Well, no one will know what it is now. A carrier.
Yeah, I'm the carrier.
I'll stop myself. Could be anything, guys. Does Jake drink kerosene on the weekends? We'll figure it out.
I hope so.
Jake apparently goes and gets drunk and does karaoke by himself with his dog, and it's real weird. There's a video.
But it doesn't even look like a karaoke place.
I don't think it was.
Like a restaurant that has a karaoke machine, and he takes it over every
weekend.
And
no one else was doing karaoke except for him.
It was like old people eating dinner.
Yeah.
Is this me doing songs?
Yeah, and he's like, I'm
Neagman. We'll get it. We'll get to it. Was that a request, or you just decided you were going to sing Beatles in a grovelly voice for
people? It was a request, actually.
By who?
The KJ.
Gibby, the dog.
Gibby loves
the Beatles. Do you want me to sing Walvis? Yes, I know.
I have a feeling this is how it happened. Jake's drinking. The request is, sorry, can you not plug that in and please leave? He's like, Beatles, you say? All right, I can do that. We'll get to that in a moment, but first, what's going on in the world?
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News. Ooh, bubble wrap.
All right, when Trevor Noah joined The Daily Show, it was a bit of a rocky start for him. It's hard to follow up Jon Stewart, but eventually he built his audience, found his way, and I think the network assumed and wanted him to be around for a while. Then he announced that he was leaving to focus on stand-up, and the search for yet another Daily Show host began. Apparently, the phone has been ringing off the hook ever since. They have hundreds of people who have said they're interested in the job. One of the rumored frontrunners is Roy Wood Jr. But Trevor Noah has also made it known what a grind it is. He said, I wish someone had told me what a grind it was. Just keep in mind, you're running the show, so everything from HR to designing the set, you are a part of, and it doesn't stop when you leave the building. He would say, even when he was getting like Apple alerts or whatever, you can't just turn it off. You can't be like, I don't care about that story. You have to, like, it just permeates in your brain, and you're like, okay, what bit can we do? What is going to be my take on that? It, like, takes over completely.
I don't like when people that have pretty cushy jobs, and even us here, you know, in the scheme of the world, complain about it being a real grind. Like, yes.
But it's a real grind.
But that is a grind. That's not a cushy job, dude. What are you talking about?
People would totally say that about this job.
And they're not wrong, by the way. Like, yes, this is
your
a grind.
Your mind is always thinking about this show.
This is a grind.
Yeah, always.
And it is exhausting.
You cannot escape.
But I've also worked, you know, other real jobs that are grinds in their own way. And those suck, too. Every job sucks for different reasons.
But there's also a job that you can forget about after you leave.
Yeah,
you know, and that's to be said about any job, whether it's a high paid job or a low paid job, cushy or not cushy. If you can't leave your work at the workplace,
that was the cool thing
that eats away at you.
When I was the food runner, because I got demoted from being the waiter because I couldn't remember the order and they wanted to be fancy, so they didn't want us to write down the order, and I, you know, my memory alley is no good. So
no,
like
mine's bad too.
So I was like, if someone asked for an appetizer and an entree, I was like, I'm out. I'll get one of those two, but I can't do it. And then one time I had a table of, I think it was like eight people, and I just walked up and I go, I'm a sense of one
else.
You
just ran away.
Couldn't do it. But I would leave that job. You're right. You finish the job. You get tipped out. You go
and you're
right
like,
to the bar.
Time to meet up with my friends and not think about this for one more second.
But you also don't get bothered in the same way that we would here, where we get, you know, texts.
Pinged
constantly. Yeah. Zoom this.
Last minute meeting, all that stuff.
Yeah, but most jobs now, that's just, I think most jobs, even if it seems like it's just a menial, you still have to do, like my buddy's in construction, and that used to, he said he used to get left alone when he was doing construction. Now it's all.
Really?
Yeah, it's always stuff. It's like always something, and it, people are just bothering everyone all the time because we're so reachable. That's the biggest problem.
We had a big reset on that.
But Trevor Noah, like whoever gets that job is going to have a lot of pressure. They're going to make a lot of money. And
but that what you're saying is probably what he thought too.
Yeah. I know we get all the pressure, none of the money.
But Trevor Noah probably thought, oh great, this is going to be a great cushy job. This is an opportunity of a lifetime. And then how many years has it been? And he's already like, no, I don't want to do this.
Well, because you think about any of like the greats, like the real greats, the MJs, the Kobe's or whatever. Like Kobe played basketball, and that's a cool job. Like you paid a lot of money to play basketball. But like I don't think he really. I mean, yes, there were moments he had a lot of fun. He was smiling, but he took it so seriously that even. When other players would be like, let's go relax, he was like, I'm going to work on my jump shot.
Right.
And like, would dude be the guy in? That's those, there's different people. I'm not saying Trevor Noah is one of those people. I'm just saying I'm one of those people. But the people that are like the real greats, like, I don't really think they ever enjoy the cushiness of their job anyway because they're so focused on trying to do the job right.
But I wonder what fuels that. Is it passion or fear or both, I guess?
Both.
Yeah.
Fear of failure. The fact that they hate the way it feels. Like, I hate
the
every
fact
meeting.
That they hate people, don't want to be around people.
That's, not, in our case, yes. That's the only similarity.
All right. Everyone from teen girls to preteen girls to grown-ass adult men are going to the Harry Styles shows at the Forum right now. And
those are still going on?
Yes. There's so many. Oh, I think he's playing like 15 shows or something like that.
That guy's the best, by the way. I love that dude.
I mean, his album, I will say, I'm not even like a big fan of that type of music, but it's a great album, and I think he's a great performer. But I guess at one of the last shows.
I have the clip. This is the clip of it. This is from the Harry Styles show.
Okay. All right. No wonder someone threw a Skittle at him.
Sounds so good, huh?
Hold on. 15 nights of that?
What is this?
Hold on. Stop everything. Sylvia, you're on K-Rock right now. Yes? Break in for this important information.
Hi.
What is it? Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I am actually the one that took the video of Jake singing on Friday.
Oh, this is where we got the video. So you're at a bar randomly, and you see a man with a dog strapped to his chest, and he decides to stand up and start singing, clearly to the delight of nobody in the crowd. And you decided, I'm going to get this video so that you can share with us because you listen to the show?
Yes. I saw Kivi, and I knew him immediately, so I had to rack up my phone and...
You're the best.
Great. You're doing God's work.
We need
thank
more,
you.
More narcs out there catching Jake and his environment. We can't wait to break down this video in a moment, but thank you for sending it to us, and thank you for listening to the show. It means
he
a lot.
He actually did a really great job.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Was anyone else at that place actually singing karaoke, or was he the only one?
Oh, my husband, my friends. There was a bunch of people singing.
Oh, really?
Okay. Hmm. It seems like kind of a thin crowd.
I actually got it twice. I didn't get the second video. But
oh, you sang another song?
What?
What was your other song, Jake?
I sang a Toadie song, I think.
Oh, cool.
Don't you love Toadie. It when people sing songs that no one knows at karaoke?
Deep
and you're
cut.
Like, what are you doing?
You don't know Toadies?
I got a deep cut, guys. This is a song that Tool never released from their third album. But
and then as soon as he starts, you're like, okay, I'm going to do 3 minutes of nothing.
It's like, even when actual bands do that, no one wants it. Let alone when a guy pretending to be in a band
totally.
Does it. That's even worse.
Anyway, the reason I bring up Harry Styles is because someone did throw a Skittle at a very high velocity directly at his face. It hit him in the face.
Is it
appeared
a lime
to
one or a sour apple?
It's got to be lime, I mean, right? It's definitely the green one. So now Skittles has responded to this, and they weren't happy to hear about it. They took out a full page in the LA Times to issue a PSA saying not to throw Skittles at people, and they've even come up with a new slogan, Protect the Rainbow, instead of Taste the Rainbow. Mm. So
I need to put it in the LA Times so no one can see it.
By the way, they love it. Secretly, they love it. Like they get like an alert, and they're like, why is Skittles trending?
Oh, great.
Oh, someone chucked a Skittle at Harry Styles' face, and they're like, high five. They're like, that's great.
That's great. You know, get a page in the LA Times. Let's capitalize on this.
And meanwhile, all the other candy companies are like, quick, someone throw an M&M at Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Get it going. This is the new Blink song. It's called Edging. You heard it before, I'm sure, on K-Rock. As soon as we're done with it, you're going to hear a song you didn't ever want to hear. We'll get to how it starts.
Sylvia liked it.
Here's how it ends, though.
Sylvia liked it.
Cuckoo ka-choo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is K-Rock, Klein Alley Show, and in a moment we'll figure out how much weight you're going to put on this week. They have a number and what is going to send you to the emergency room. It's not what you think. We'll get into all that with some clickbait, Thanksgiving-themed clickbait coming up. We are here live again tomorrow for another show, more giveaways, more tickets to Pizza and a Bam in 1975, because after an entire week of eating and leftovers, what you want is delicious pizza. As we kick off another week, we'll also got more Disneyland tickets for you, and we will keep hooking you up with these sold-out tickets to K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas. If you want them, you're stuck with us again in the morning. Appreciate those of you that are new listeners, just found the show. Perhaps your first day listening to us, first moment listening right now. We are here live, interactive, and local at 800-520-1067 if you want to join us. So apparently, according to that woman who called a moment ago, she was at a random bar singing karaoke. I don't think it was a karaoke bar, but I think bars will just put a karaoke machine in the corner and hope that no one uses them.
Yes, I think that's what this situation is.
And Jake, I guess, went up there and started singing, and she listens to the show, so she recognized Jake the Nerd, and she immediately sent us a video, which Jake was hoping we would never see. Usually when it involves Jake, he wants us to see it immediately.
Yes.
But this time, he didn't want us to see it.
Sneaky, because she was far away. If you see the video, it's like... She's like hidden almost.
Yeah, but can I ask you two questions before we play this in its entirety? And the video will get posted unless you give me back that rock I had to buy you.
You don't even want the rock.
No, I'm going to throw it out.
You're just going to throw it in the garbage, $150 rock?
Yeah, or I'll try to resell
it. You could probably sell it.
I think I'll just throw it out. It's real funny.
I'll rebuy it for you for like $25.
No. If you don't want the video, the video is going to be posted by the end of this conversation at Klein Alley Show.
Post.
Don't hit the button yet, but we'll send. What's it worth to you to not have it posted? Or do you feel like proud of this performance you did?
Well, let me hear it. It might not be as bad as I remember.
Yeah, it's bad. It's just as bad. Did you go to this with anyone other than the dog on your shoulder, like on your backpack? Like, were you solo?
Invisibeth came with me at first, but I know the KJ there. So
she had a medical emergency, so I stayed and did karaoke.
You know the KJ?
Hold on.
I do.
You know the KJ?
Homies.
Wait, is that what you're calling the karaoke? You have an abbreviation for the person who runs karaoke?
Yeah. KJ, that's what people call him.
Oh, man.
Karaoke every weekend?
No, I go like once a month.
Do you want to be like in a band or something? Like, do you have aspirations to do music?
No.
Good. Just checking.
All right. We only got part of it. This is what was sent to us. And you said you're sober at this point?
I'm half baked.
What? You were drinking and smoking or just drinking?
I think I took an edible on my way to the bar and I had a couple beers before I left home.
That's your thing, right? You get a little edible and a couple beers and you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you leave your house, you just strap that dog to you and just take up a couple of drugs and just say, let's see where the night takes me?
Yeah.
This was not a plan. This was not premeditated. Like, I'm going to go sing Beatles at this bar.
No, I let him pick.
Oh, the KJ picked?
Yeah, because he, depending on what people sing in front of me, he try to, like, fills out the vibe of the room and he picks a song for me.
Ah, got it.
Okay. Oh, so, because, I mean, some of the people in this video look like they're
dead.
In their golden years.
Dead inside.
So they tried to pick a band from the 60s.
Yeah.
Okay. Which spot was this? This is a place that's known for karaoke or not really?
Yeah, they had it two nights a week, but now they only have it on Fridays.
Well, that's an indication.
They're cutting
back on it.
It's an Irish bar in like La Crescenta area.
Okay, here we go. Take a listen. This is Jake hopping on the mic. Naughty boy.
I thought it was pretty good.
And that dog,
did you do a little bap bap bow bear on your own?
I think that's someone in the booth with her.
This poor dog is strapped around his like Flavor Flav with the clock.
He's got having this a good time.
Dog around his
she
neck.
She wishes she was strapped to something else.
And this dog looks just miserable, loud and
very loud. Yeah,
and it's just terrible singing and everything like that. And
this it's is
the,
pretty good.
The dog's probably this is all the dog knows about the Beatles is this now.
So for real, Jake, if you're with somebody, what is the mentality of, I'm not going to take the backpack off and say, hey, watch the dog for a couple minutes while I do a karaoke song. You're saying I have to keep the backpack on
gimmick.
And keep
he
the
likes
dog
the
with
gimmick.
Me.
He loves
it. Is
the...
that just a gimmick or is it a social anxiety thing?
No, sometimes I give her to Invisibeth. She likes holding her, but like a lot of times I'm there by myself, so I'm not going to trust a stranger with her.
But you could, she's right there.
213 says, leave Jake alone. He's using the dog to distract people from the pit stains. It's not pit stains. He wears paper towels on his pits.
Yeah, he doesn't have stains.
I am the Eggman. They are the Eggman. I am the walrus. To do the truth.
Thank you.
No one clapped.
Give me some woos.
You are the Eggman. There's no denying that.
Give me some
that.
Woos there.
I think that was just dementia.
Go away, coyote!
That's what they're yelling at him.
They're like, we've been loud noises.
I am the walrus. To do the tune.
Cuckoo kaboo, dude. Yeah. That song.
Cuckoo
kaboo.
That was pretty good.
All right, so the video is going to go up now unless you want to give me back the rock.
And then you left and said, hey, I'm going to...
I'll do an encore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did another song. Two more songs.
How often do you go to this
two
place?
Two more?
I go like once a month.
Uh-huh. So when's your next performance if people want to go?
I don't know. By request, I might come this next Friday if you guys want me there.
I kind of do, actually. I feel like we could put together a sweet playlist for
you.
Yeah. Would you do only songs that we pick ahead of time?
Maybe.
Huh.
I had to see the song.
Why, you have to learn it?
Yeah, I had to learn it, and I didn't know if it's like something crazy that I won't be able to do.
Do you think you learned this one, this Cuckoo Kachoo one? You think you learned this one?
No, I've done that song before. He knows
this is
it,
one
so.
Of your go-tos.
Well, yeah, one of the... Yeah,
Omar, bunch. You're a fellow... Omar's a karaoke junkie, right?
Oh, I am not a karaoke junkie. I have gone karaoke, but I only do one song, Baby Got Back.
Right, Baby Got Back. That's Omar.
Yeah,
that's what karaoke is about, is those really familiar songs that everybody can sing along with,
and,
right?
Sing along with that song!
And I always butcher it, too, which is funny, because I'm not a karaoke guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Hold but on. I have to get like a certain level of drunk.
And people weren't singing
totally,
along,
man.
Jake. They were just saying woo.
Muggs has entered the studio. Yes, Muggs?
I have what doctors call a leaky Jake penis.
Okay, Muggs, we get it. You have a leaky penis.
No,
mention
no.
Every time you
nothing
come
to do with that.
Yes.
I think Jake and I should go head to head because I do karaoke every week.
But this is one of those brag things. I know like people are going to do this with family, except Thanksgiving, we're bored, what are we going to do? Let's all go to karaoke. But to brag about your karaoke skills, isn't that just innately already mean you've lost?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I have really good karaoke skills and I don't brag about it.
Jake, how's the reverb at your spot?
I don't know what that means, man.
You don't know what how the reverb means?
How the reverb? I don't know. I don't pay attention to that. I'm wasted.
Well, it sounds like there's a good reverb on his voice here. I mean, if you listen to that, I mean, it's not.
I am the walrus. Yeah. To do the
tune. Yeah, it's good reverb there.
So, Beer Mug, you do it every week?
Yeah, every week.
And do you do the same song every single week?
Nope, change it up.
Do you also go by yourself?
Sometimes I meet people there.
Oh, man.
That's, wow. We are a group of karaoke
really
singles?
Sad.
That
this
is
sad,
not
guys.
Okay.
I'm not a single. I went with my girlfriend for a
little
while.
Yeah, but you just go by yourself to karaoke. No
need,
one is...
If you need a cause...
I only have done karaoke when I'm with a group of people.
You need a feel-good cause to get behind this holiday season. Think of this show.
Wow.
I mean, this is really depressing now.
No, I mean, I do think it's brave.
All right, so Muggs.
I think we should all go.
Muggs
yeah,
just threw,
I would like to all go.
Muggs just threw the challenge at you, Jake, so I guess that's this Friday that's happening. And
bring it, bitch.
We should do it. And then we'll do the same song, and we'll see who's better.
And you have
dude,
to do a
weak.
Duet.
Who wants to hear the same song twice in a row?
Well, you gotta.
No one wants to hear any of this. The internet, designed for two reasons only, clickbait, masturbate. You can only do one of them on the radio. It's K-Rock, it's Klein Alley Show. Let's figure out what is going on in the world. As it pertains to that search, you know, it hit us really good this time of year because we're always saying this is the worst time to leave for the airport.
Best time to have Thanksgiving dinner.
This is the one word you should say if you're looking for an upgrade on your flight. Mm-hmm. We will get to some of that in this edition of Clickbait. Here we go. Fake. All right, we'll start with this one because this is one I've been teasing. Fake. This is the reason that you are most likely going to end up in the ER on Thanksgiving. If you would like to avoid the hospital that day, and I understand why you would, well, you may want to avoid this. The most likely thing that will send you to the ER on Thanksgiving.
Well, I know this isn't a fun answer, but isn't it car accident?
That is fun.
I mean, don't they say, like, every year, like... It's a fun fact. You know, fun fact. People get hurt every year in car accidents.
All right, Alex says car accident. Interesting. Guess, Omar?
You're going to get hurt at a brawl, a Black Friday brawl. You know those good old-fashioned brawls that always happen at the Walmart?
Now yeah, they're digital brawls
the
now.
The trampling ones. Now you got to order online first.
But they used to have, like,
first.
You know, doorbusters. They have doorbusters still, you know?
Yeah, but I don't think that's, I mean, that's, yes, that does happen, but I don't think that's your best, I don't think that's the best chance.
You never know.
All right.
We'll see.
Jake
we'll
the
see.
Nerd.
We'll
got,
see.
Got to guess?
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be something like you burn yourself cooking or eating related, like you choked.
I think burns is a big one, yeah.
So,
frying the turkey is also the big one, too.
Burns
yeah.
is a big one, especially as people are like, this is the year I'm going to deep fry a turkey in a kiddie pool in my driveway.
Yeah, it's kind of like the 4th of July and Thanksgiving are like the big burn your fingers off kind of. Yeah.
Also,
we've
already seen like three videos of those firemen dipping the turkey inside one of those.
Oh, they
you know,
love
big
the exploding
pots.
Turkey? They yeah. show us that as a way to show us not to do it, and all it makes me want to do is do it.
Totally, right?
It's the same thing with the firework video where they blow up the mannequin, and I'm like, that
looks
awesome.
So cool. Yeah.
And
yeah.
they do the same video every year. I feel like it's the same one. It's like, this is why you should never deep fry a turkey. And they show the firemen put the turkey in, and then the whole driveway catches fire. And I'm like, mm-hmm. that is the coolest looking turkey ever. All right, so no one's right. The number one cause of trips to the ER is food poisoning related
what?
Because of people that do not know how to cook properly.
And they're like, I made this turkey at noon, and then it sits there all day.
Also, a lot of severed fingers and stuff because of people cutting up vegetables. So
vegetables?
Those are the big ones.
No one knows how to cut vegetables?
Apparently not. We are not a healthy nation, Allie.
My
people
God.
Are like, hold on, Doritos open so much easier than this vegetable. All right, here we go. Next one. Very quick base. Here we go. This is the word that you should say at the airport if you are best looking to, it's one word, most likely to get an upgrade. If you're looking for that upgrade, I've got some room in the front of the plane and move you up there. There's one word that you could use that could increase your chances, according to flight attendants. What's the word?
Wheelchair?
That's your word, all right? good guess, Allie. That's a hyphen word, yeah. Omar?
Please.
One word. Omar says, please.
Please.
Can I sit up there, please? Shut up and close the curtain, Daniel.
But please, while they close it in your face.
Jake?
On the tails of wheelchair, but it's disability. Diplomatic immunity.
All right.
What? Those are different things.
Those are all different things.
okay. What about money?
Money's interesting,
money.
Yes. There is a word. None of you have gotten it, though.
Really?
Yeah, this is the word.
Is it cuckoo-ca-choo?
This is the word. Cuckoo-ca-choo. It's the magic one.
You are a flight risk.
According to flight attendants, when you are boarding the plane and you just sometimes give a pleasant hello, just a pleasant hello with
hello.
A smile, and you seem like a nice person, and they like because there's so often people.
Hello,
just,
and then you shove them out of the way and sit in first class.
They say hello is underused, and that is oftentimes as simple as a nice hello.
Okay. I say hello every single time I board a plane, and I've never gotten any kind of
upgrade.
Because
you're all stressed out. You have kids hanging off, breastfeeding off.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Shut up. I don't have kids breastfeeding off of me all
the
time.
Final one. This is how much weight we are going to gain on average this week. It's not just Thanksgiving dinner, but it's just this week in general. How much
this
weight we're going to put on.
Yeah, that's a big eating week.
Big eating week. It's a good eating week. Allie?
Five.
Five what?
Pounds.
No, tons. I think we said tons. Five pounds. Allie says five. Omar?
I'm just going to go over 5'6".
Trying to price us right, you on this.
Yeah.
Jake?
4.8.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, you guys are a bunch of
fatties. Oh, my goodness.
The average for weight gain this week is in the 2 to 4 pound window.
Oh,
what?
That's easy.
That sounds delicious. Yeah. 2 to 4 pound window.
Imagine if we deep fry that in the driveway. That'll do it for us. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show comes to an end for right now, but fear not, Nicole Alvarez is there in the halls. I see her. She's about to come in here in just a few moments. Cannot wait for her to take over, give you 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, and so much more tomorrow. Back another day of live shows. Man, we will be here again tomorrow morning. Hopefully you'll join us. We'll hook you up with tickets to K-Rock Sold Out Almost Acoustic Christmas. I think we have two more tickets. That's it. Final tickets for Pizza and a Band with the 1975.
Oh, yeah.
We got those to give out, and then more Disneyland tickets as well. And we'll talk about some of our epic Thanksgiving fails, and we hope to hear from you as well. And the finals, we'll figure out.
Beer Mug has a great one.
I know, Beer Mug's is fantastic.
The best.
Can't wait. It's maybe the greatest fail in the history of fails. And we'll find out, and Omar will tell the heartwarming story of the time that his mother forever ruined their relationship on Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Gather the kids around the radio like the old times for that one. All right, we're going to wrap it up and get the hell out of here. Takeaways quickly, what do you got?
818, my takeaway is that this holiday week, be sure to pack your patients and your driving diapers.
Gotta pack them driving diapers. We learned about that. One of the finalists, by the way, the voting is up. Go to Klein Alley Show socials and figure out which relative will win America's Weirdest Relative.
562, Jay Leno is a prick.
That's a good takeaway.
And 707, my takeaway is that Jake is definitely not the Eggman, but he does sound like a walrus.
Absolutely true. Your takeaway, Jake the Nerd?
You hire Brother Beaver to keep them woodland critters out your yard.
Oh, yeah, Brother Beaver.
Al, your takeaway?
Mine is that women and children get to board planes first.
Always, according to Postmaster Johnny. If you missed that part, please listen to the podcast. Just for Postmaster Johnny's lack of knowledge of how the airplane works, it's amazing. First class, then luggage, then coach. That's how he stacks a plane. Omar, your takeaway today, show?
If you listen to AIDS, you'll live forever.
That's
no.
On that note, we're out of here.
All right, bye.
That they feel that that you know that they feel that
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!